Hello.
Welcome to this slightly different type of episode of Growing Wild. It's Charlotte Petts here. How are you? How are you doing? Things have changed a bit, haven't they? I'm not sure things could have changed more, really. It's a very unusual time. And I'm finding it very unsettling. I kind of oscillate from feeling all right and, you know, knowing that this will pass, and it absolutely will pass. But having the short-termist kind of fear, panic, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of unknown, and it's unsettling. It's very unsettling. So with that in mind, it's been a real boon to get some of your recordings in and just to hear how some of you are still spending time in nature and what that's doing for you, how that's affecting you. It's been amazing to have different people from around the world. You've got someone from Australia and how different it is there, because it isn't quite there yet. It still seems to be a fairly loose attitude. And then in contrast, we've got someone from France who's in full lockdown. And in between that, there's many of you in the UK, and it's a real mixed bag of attitudes of how people are responding. And whether that be sort of from city to countryside, it seems to vary an awful lot. I wanted to just bring you, I'm probably just going to play these out straight. We don't have access to the studio at the moment. It's completely shut down, as you would expect. So it's not possible to do my usual musical interludes, which would happen. So this is just going to be a straight up playing out of some of the clips that I've had. I really want to keep making these shows. I think it's really great. And I think hearing the difference between where we're at now, even in the last few days when these started coming in, just over the few days that started happening, things have changed so, so much. So I want to be really keen in saying that I am in no way encouraging that groups go out or that we flout any kind of rules. You know, I think we have to be really sensible in listening to the advice that we're being given by the experts and being very mindful of not just doing what we want, you know, paying attention to the social distancing and using our time in nature really effectively. And this is a very fine balance between, I'm definitely not preaching to you, but for my own conscience, I have to say that I'm not encouraging people to just go out and do what they would normally do. I'm just interested in how people are still managing to find their connection to nature despite all these times. And I think that we're probably going to have some stricter rules. And if you're like me, then that's a little bit scary, because if I don't get out and manage to do stuff, that really does affect my well-being. So hopefully listening to all these different voices, it made me feel certainly like we're in this together and everyone's just trying to do their thing. But it's so lovely to hear so many different people and how they're reacting. You see what you think. I'm going to play them out. I'm just going to do it all in one go, and then I'll have a chat to you at the other end. Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Like this that we need the sea swimming more than ever. Living in strange times, it's all unprecedented. No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month. The constant in our group's life is the sea and each other. And although we've had to make some changes and we've scattered ourselves along the various different beaches, we're still swimming. It's more important now than it's ever been to manage our mental health, and we've got to look for the silver linings in the clouds, and we've got to weather this storm. So the way we do it is by getting our hit of cold water swimming, smiling, laughing, chatting together. I'm watching them at the moment before I get in, and they're all swimming a couple of metres apart, but still chatting, still connecting, still being a community. So post-swim is when we would normally cuddle, eat cake, chatty. Sadly, we can't do any of that at the moment. So with a midday swim, there have been two other swims already this morning at different spots and different times, and there's another one later. I should say I think there's two later. Just to make sure everybody's still managing to get in the sea, but they're also managing to social distance.
It's Alice Fowler, and I've just spent 2 hours on the allotment in the rain, planting potatoes and mulching, and it just feels like it always feels actually like a real privilege to come up here. Right now, it feels like an amazing thing to have this space to be in, to be able to come somewhere outside of my house. And as you can hear, it's raining really quite hard. Not that many birds, but every now and again they kind of pick up. But it's really peaceful. And despite the fact it's wet and grey, it's just been an amazing reset button for quite complicated day, actually, you know, with the news and everything that's going on. It's been really good to come here and just go to the bottom of the allotment and get loads of mulch and come and spread it out and make it look all clean and ready for spring, and to get the potatoes in and to check on the stuff in the polytunnel. Always, I think gardening is such an amazing response in difficult times, because it forces you to be both present and to think about the future. You know, I'm planting these potatoes because in a couple of months' time I will harvest them, and it always gives the future hope. And I think that's a really important and wonderful lesson from nature.
I'm Susanna from Barkham Romneys in Barkham with Romneys. Anyway, I'm out in the fields and checking on my sheep. They're due to lamb in May, so they're just chilling out. They're quite happy. And we were saying yesterday that there is a lot more space to hear the birds. Seem to be able to hear them a lot more. I thought it when I was at the farm, and I got home and I said it to my husband, and he'd just been out in our street with the baby in. He said he thought it was his imagination. He said, I thought the same thing. Just even in the middle of our village. Anyway, there seems to be less planes going over, less cars on the road, more birds singing. Well, there's not more birds singing. We can just hear them a bit more, maybe. And chainsaws. Yeah, it feels very spring-like, even though it's a bit damp out today, but it's that kind of rain that doesn't get you wet, like you're being misted with a houseplant mister.
I've been working from home all day, so I thought I'd get out tonight and just go for a little paddle by the sea, taking some of the waves and some of the calm of the sea. I thought I'd share that with you guys, for the people who don't live next to the seashore. So here's a few of the Worthing waves for you.
Skinny Dream Garden here, Lee Connolly. And as you can hear, I'm out in the back garden, just taking a breather, taking a teacher's rest. And people are... The exciting thing is, right, people are using their gardens again. We've got quite a few gardens along this area, quite a long gardens. We're really lucky. And usually this time of year, don't hear anything. Don't know if you can hear in the background, but the trampolines are going. Got kids running around. The dogs are barking. I think this is going to be the year where we really make the most of these back gardens. And get the kids out there, create real families, create real memories with families. I mean, the noise of the trampoline is going to get on my nerves, don't get me wrong, but it's nice, isn't it? It's nice to hear back gardens really being used. I would take you for a walk, but I'm in self-isolation, so the garden's the only escape. Wish that dog would put a sock in it. But yeah, peaceful times out here. That dog's doing my nutting. Can you hear that? Peaceful time. Are you serious? Alright, it's not peaceful. I'm going back indoors. I'm only joking. Yeah, so let's use our gardens. Let's get out there. Create something special.
So good morning to all the listeners of Growing Wild. My name's David, and I am at our home called Flowerwood in a little village called Ockley, which is pretty much on the Surrey and Sussex border. Oh, it's about 7:30 in the morning. At the end of our kind of first week of two of us working from home with two children also at home and a slightly grumpy father-in-law as well, and we've all been trying to get settled and get into a kind of new way of being, really. We're really fortunate in that we have a pretty big garden, which I'm now standing in the lawn outside our house. Hopefully you can hear some of the lovely bird song. I got up at about just after 6 this morning, and the dawn chorus was really something. It's also quite nice now that we're not quite under the Gatwick flight path, but you do, you know, hear planes coming over, but not so much anymore. So in terms of the garden, we're looking now, we've got wonderful carpeting of primroses, and we got some kind of tree jasmine or something like that, and the smell as you walk up the garden of the blossoms really kind of hits you, and it's really quite lovely. We're starting to see the fruit tree blossoms as well. The daffs are out, even some little violets are out as well, and the wild garlic is already doing its thing.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I live in Sydney, Australia, although I grew up in Brighton, and I'm standing on a little sandstone shelf at the edge of the harbour, which you can probably hear, and I'm looking out through between the heads at the ocean beyond. It's a really, really hot day. It's 6:30 at night and it's still boiling, so there's lots of people around still, interestingly. And it's a really nice time of year because there's lots of flowers out. So the frangipani, which smell really sweet, they're just finishing, but all the hibiscus are out. They're so brightly coloured. And I just saw on the way here, there's a big bank of Monstera deliciosa, you know, the Swiss cheese plant. It's not native, but it obviously likes it here because it's flowering. There is enormous lily-like flowers, honestly about 8 inches high, white. And they look just like lilies. And apparently when they like their conditions, they flower. I've never seen that before, but they look beautiful. So it's quite lovely here. The sun's gone behind a ridge and the sky's going gold. And the water's got that lovely reflective quality that it does as the light dies. And it's very beautiful and soothing here.
My name is James Gaydon. I'm in Haywards Heath, the heart of Mid-Sussex. And something that I have done for many years as my means of connection and respite, I suppose, is whittling spoons, well, all sorts of things, truth be told. Harry Potter wands, spoons, blowpipes for getting fires going, that sort of thing, in my shed. And certainly during this time of uncertainty, it's really great to just sit in it. I love handling natural materials, and it just creates a bit of headspace for you. So as a consequence, well, not as a direct consequence, but I am unemployed. So with that, with a family of three kids, a lot of anxiety certainly comes with that, and the practicalities and the challenges that that brings, and not seeing any way out of that at the moment. As you'll appreciate, no one's hiring. So to steal away when the kids are in the house, have a little bit of distance of being in your shed, while the kids are hopefully doing homework or eventually making their way to bed, it's great for me just to come and stick on the arches on my headphones, hear what's going on with Linda, poor old girl. Actually, truth be told, in all of this, the last thing you want is to hear about other tragedies. And if you listen to the Archers, you'll know that it's not all smooth riding there. But it is good because it just gets you away from your situation. It just helps you create some headspace, really. And it's lovely to work with something that is malleable, to create something from a piece of wood, make something, I don't want to use the word beautiful, but certainly practically useful out of it. It's a great sense of, I don't know, accomplishment and achievement. And certainly with other things going on, it's something that's very important to keep your morale up and your head clear, really. So, I mean, I'm, you know, covered in chippings from the axe work, and sawdust, you know. Yeah, it's great. It's really important to me. And if I didn't have this, certainly in this climate that we're experiencing, I would most definitely go crazy. But again, that's the pleasure of three children.
My name is Joey Hewlin, and I am out on a dog walk at the moment. I live near Lostwithiel in Cornwall. And usually I take the dog down to the beach or around the fields where I live. But today, I think from spending so much time in at the moment, I really wanted to go somewhere new that I've never been before. So I've taken the dog down to this really beautiful, slow-moving river, although I found myself at a bit that is moving pretty quick. But the birds are loud today. There is a sort of spring feeling in the air, and it is just the most perfect respite from what's going on in the world right now. And so I'm just feeling extremely grateful to have this beauty on my doorstep.
So my name's Tanya Shedrick, and I'm a writer of The Outside. So in between bouts of chronic ill health, which lay me up indoors, I perform outside and invite creativity and responses from the public while I am. So at the moment, ill health plus the times we are all in mean that I am actually indoors now and not outside, but I'm thinking of the outside. And in previous times of confinement, in a previous time, I made this poem to remind me that times will expand again, just as they will for all of us in a few months or next year. So this is Exercises for Nature Writer by Tanya Shedrick. Rise like a farmer at 5 and sit in kitchen silence, shepherd thoughts. Dress for the weather, taking pen, paper, pocket knife, stay out all day. Do not forget to eat with your whole concentration on eating. Chew as cows do. Ruminate. Let everything be well digested. Ask, are my ears good? The tendons and intentions that move my pen. Work loose what is stuck in you through service to whatever crosses your path. Inspect the edgelands daily. Make holes in every fence for life to slip through.
Hello, I'm speaking from Marseille in the south of France. I'm sitting in our garden. It's nice and quiet, we can hear lots of birds. We're in confinement here in France, so there are less cars and traffic, which is nice because we can hear the sounds much better. And I'm looking at the plants and trees starting to come into flower for spring. There's an old pear tree, very old, but with lovely blossom. And a big old vine as well, which is starting to sprout new leaves. So it's nice to be outside. Take care, bye bye.
Hello, it's Charlotte here. I thought I'd join in with you lot sending in stuff about what you're still doing outside to try and retain some type of sanity, normality, connection. So I've come down to the sea for a quick dip. It's so calm. It's like a mill pond out there. And after all of the last few weeks of it being just enormous waves, and I've just been getting smashed in the face and kind of hovering in the shallows, it's really exciting to look at a flat sea, and now I can actually get in and swim around. I'm meeting a friend who's coming in too, but we'll stay a safe distance apart, and I'll let you know how we get on. Do you want to...
Hi.
Don't get too close.
No. I'm Nadia, and I just thought I might go mad if I don't jump in the sea this morning. And it's beautiful. It's murky and still.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... It'd be nice if it was sunny, but we don't mind.
No.
There's a slight drizzle in the air.
Yeah,
but the best thing is, it's flat. And how long has it been since it's been flat?
Yeah, buoyancy and big waves are gorgeous and exciting, but we don't have to think about being safe today. We're just going to swim.
And what does this do for you? Why do you like getting into the cold water?
Lots of happy bubbles are released as soon as I know that I'm going, and then when I'm in, and then when I'm out. So it's just, I just feel super energised all day long. Doing loads of drills, but that in the bad bits.
Okay, well, let's get in there.
Well, mega.
I really needed that. As soon as I got in, this fog just lifted from my eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, everything's okay. We're all going to be all right.
There's complete freedom in the water. That's what it is. It's like just swirling with nature.
Yeah.
It completely wraps you up and looks after you, as long as you're careful.
Hello, everyone. This is Anne. I live in North Yorkshire, just on the edge of the Yorkshire Dales National Park. And I've just done my usual 3 mile run. I've actually gone a bit further today so that you can all hear the wonderful sounds of nature close to the River Wenning, where I've just been. Wenning is an old Norse word for dark stream. And that's true until today, because the water coming out is really dark from the peat in the soil. So we've got a really dark river going through our little village. It's actually quite beautiful. I can't wait to go wild swimming in it very soon. Very excitingly, on this path that I'm at, the wild garlic is starting to sprout, which is wonderful because I sometimes collect a bit of wild garlic to make pesto and things from it. So nature's definitely on its way into spring, and I hope that we can participate in its abundance whilst we are able and allowed to go outdoors. As I understand it, it's still vital for everyone to be able to go for walks or for a jog. So I'm hoping that through this whole COVID-19 situation that we'll all still find spaces in the outdoors.
Hi, my name is Beth French, and I'm better known for sea swimming, but I don't actually live on the coast. So I am getting outside into any bit of wilderness I can. And on this beautiful spring morning that is so beautifully clear, with my boy for some healthy social distancing, and enjoying feeling the warmth seep back in after the winter, and seeing the signs of spring, the different blossoms that are coming out, smelling the warmth of the soil, and really enjoying grounding myself in nature, which I think is so important, and breathing out in this time of uncertainty when everyone is a bit unsure and more anxious. Remembering to breathe and to soften and to slow down and appreciate and be grateful for what we have on our doorsteps.
Hi, I'm Helen and I live in Oxfordshire and I'm currently standing at the bottom of my garden. It's about 8:30 in the morning in my dressing gown, talking a bit quietly so that neighbours don't think I'm a complete nutter. And it's just quiet. I can hear the birds, mostly pigeons, but some birds. And it's a funny old feeling. Been a bit mixed this week. Found some real moments of joy dancing in my lounge. And sometimes when it has felt a bit bumpy. But day at a time, with surrounding people that care about you, talking to each other, it helps a lot. And just taking a moment to drink your cup of tea outside in your dressing gown.
Good morning. My name is Kate. I'm in Zurich, Switzerland. It's about 6:10 in the morning. I've woken up early, like a lot of people might be doing at the moment if they're feeling anxious. I'm not sure how much you can hear of this, but the birds are very active at this time of the morning here anyway. I'm out on my balcony, just listening.
What a fantastic idea this is. Well, I'm currently sat at my allotment here in Oxfordshire, and I've used the self-isolation so far to paint the shed here on my allotment and clear it. And I'm currently marvelling at the amount of garlic that's managed to pop up that I planted in October. I've planted lots of varieties from the Isle of Wight garlic farm, so I'm excited to see what these look like, if they actually are a success. I've got potatoes in and onions in, and it's a gorgeous day looking right across the Oxfordshire Valley here. I guess there's a bit more importance to the allotment this year, a bit of a funny feeling. But I'm still smiling, and this whole thing will pass. We just got to keep on helping each other out, smiling, and getting on, because it will pass. Cheers. Bye.
So there we go. It's quite a mixture, isn't it? Different moods, different vibes, quite a lot of wind, quite a lot of wind, which has been a challenge in the edit. But I'm just so, so grateful for all of the people that have sent in clips. There are more. Some of them, I'm afraid, just weren't usable. It was just a bit too windy, or, you know, there was just something I couldn't quite use. So if you haven't heard your voice, that would be the reason why. So please do send them again. Just be a little bit mindful of the wind. Listen back to it. You should be able to gauge it from that. But I want to get as many of you to keep doing this as you would like to do, because this is a great way of feeling that connection. And day by day, this is changing. Even from doing the intro to this, which I did yesterday, it is now Sunday, the 22nd of March, as I am doing this closing segment, and it's changed again already. But what has been said is that it's still okay for us to be outside, to be getting air. People know that it's good for our mental and physical health, as long as we stay vigilant of the social distancing. One final thought I wanted to share is that our routines, our rhythm have been massively disrupted, and that's always going to be unsettling, at least for a while, until we find the new normal. But one thing that is always a constant is that the sun will rise and the sun will set. It helps me certainly to tune into that and to remember that rhythm, and that there is still some sense going on. there's still nature's rhythm, and that is happening, and spring is on its way. I put my ear against a birch tree today and I heard all of the sap rising, and just little things like that, little pockets, little moments of joy, of connection will get us through this. And as Andrew Brogdon said there as the last clip, this will pass, this will pass. Go well out there. You're not on your own. Send me your voices. I'll put them together. Just remember, use the voice memo on your phone and email it to growingwildreverb@gmail.com. say your name at the beginning, where you are, and I think now actually maybe say the date, because I think this is really fascinating how it's changing so quickly and how we're going to respond to that. So name, where you are, date, use a voice memo on your phone and send it to me, charlottepetz at growingwildreverb@gmail.com. Go well, friends. Take care. Till next time.